Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Packers fall to the Buccaneers, as you know, 38-10 on Sunday. They score 10 points right away. And then the Buccaneers scored 28 in the second quarter, unanswered. And what's another 10 for good measure? So the Packers losing for the first time this season after they went 4-0. I think there were a lot of questions about this team in those first 4 weeks. Maybe they didn't want to be addressed. Maybe you guys didn't want to address them because you're 4-0. It's a waste of time. It's foolish. But then one loss, and you see all the different reasons and problems that the Packers may have if they're going to try to win a Super Bowl here in 2020. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath from Pro Football Focus, Mike Renner back on the program. Mike, thanks for a couple of minutes. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me back on.
Oh, it's good to have you back on. Here's what I'm thinking about with the Packers, and we thought about this in the offseason. Now, you know, it's heightened with the loss, but here's what I wonder. I wonder what the Packers thought their expectations were for 2020, specifically Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur, because either they thought with the lack of the draft impact players for this year, with the lack of, you know, free agents, did they think, what's more likely? They thought that we have a team 13-3, we're a game away from the Super Bowl. This team is good enough to win a Super Bowl, so we have the luxury to start building for the future as well. Or I'm wondering, are they in some sort of purgatory where they have Aaron Rodgers, he's still good, they can't really get rid of him with the contract, so we're going to compete. We don't think the window's really there. We're going to start getting ready to win a Super Bowl in 2022, and we'll draft that way. We'll see what happens, but we don't really think we can win a Super Bowl yet this year, so we're going to start kind of rebuilding on the fly. Where do you think the Packers thought they were coming into the season?
I think if just, you know, playing kind of armchair psychiatrist here with Brian Gutekunst is that he's thinking long-term job security. He's thinking, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to keep me in a job as long as he's quarterback. But what happens after that is what I would sort of, you know, assess how he approached the draft this year, trading up to draft Jordan Love. You know, you're a good team. You were in the NFC championship game last season. You're going to be a good team this year, no matter who you draft. And that's kind of obviously been the case. They've had no impact from this rookie class whatsoever. And they've still been a good team. I think that's kind of just the sort of, I mean, that was almost Ted Thompson's philosophy as well. Was he was always forward thinking 3 or 4 years down the road with some of his draft choices and never, you know, addressing maybe the most primary need that was on the roster right now.
Mike, I have taken a beating for the last 5 weeks from guys who carry water for the team, who love Josiah DeGuara, Jordan Love, A.J. Dillon. I wanted Chase Claypool and Patrick Queen because I thought they'd make a huge difference for a team that was one game away from the Super Bowl. Am I crazy or are they crazy? Like, what do you think about the Packers draft? I know we've had you on, we've talked about this, but, I mean, how big of a difference could a guy like Patrick Queen or even a guy like Chase Claypool make on this team right now, this Green Bay Packer team?
Oh, I mean, massive. I think you saw against the Bucs when you finally went against a team that had multiple good man coverage corners. What can happen to that offense without just guys that can separate outside of Devontae Adams? They just don't have any consistent weapons that you know are going to beat man coverage outside of Devontae Adams. And I think Chase Claypool looks like that guy. I think a number of wide receivers that they could have had look like that guy. But the way the Green Bay offense is kind of set up is a lot of two wide receiver sets. So I understand if they thought they had, you know, Devin Funchess or something, Alan Lazard, that you can pass on wide receiver. But to act like this roster was a complete roster that didn't have holes going into that draft and that you could have the luxury of drafting backups at two different positions in the first two rounds is just kind of ridiculous to me. You can play the game of looking ahead to the future, but also addressing positions that are on this roster right now that are could be impactful, linebacker being especially one of them, defensive tackle being one of them. They really had no one that could stop the run outside of Kenny Clark on that interior. And it shows week in and week out. So I do think that there are regrets to go around with how they approached the first two rounds last April.
I'm so confused with this defense, specifically with Mike Pettine. When you play the Saints and you know that Drew Brees can't really chuck it down the field anymore, Mike Pettine's strategy was play 10 yards off the receivers. So then Drew Brees is like, all right, well, that's what I can do and that's what I will do. And then when you play Tampa Bay, you need to hit Tom Brady, and Mike Pettine's like, nah, I'm just gonna rush three, and even like Montrevious Adams, he can try to cover Gronkowski. That might work. I don't understand how a defense with all this talent can look that bad, and I have to blame it on Mike Pettine, Mike.
Yeah, they've gone, I mean, I think they have the talents, like what they got in the secondary is talent to play man coverage, like, and they don't anymore this year. They're one of the most zone heavy teams in the NFL and what they do, and they just sit back and make teams, you know, give teams whatever they want underneath. And we've seen some veteran quarterbacks carve them up with that strategy. And I don't think they're, like I said, I don't think their personnel is great for that style of defense, but that's what they've gone ahead and did. And they're just kind of making teams just work for their, you know, trying to limit big plays. But then again, they're still, you know, kind of giving up some big plays. So I'm with you. I think there are definitely some points of criticism with how they've schemed their defense so far, and the results kind of speak for themselves.
Talking with Mike Renner, Pro Football Focus. So when you look at the NFC now after this result, and I know the Buccaneers have struggled. I mean, the Bears beat them. We'll ask you about that in a moment. Are the Packers, are they destined to just kind of at best replicate last year? They go 13-3. They beat up on a lot of teams on paper. They should have. They lost to some teams that you would think are better than them. It seems like when the Packers play a team that on paper is better than them, if they get punched early, they just kind of fold. It happened last year with the Niners. It happened here in Tampa. I just look at the schedule coming up. I look at a team that's good enough to beat some of the bad teams, but they just don't have enough to get past a quarterback like Tom Brady or even a defense that has more speed than some of the other defenses they've faced throughout the season.
I think they're still one of the best in the NFC, and kind of, to me, there's no real, the thing is, there's no real complete team in the NFC. There's no one that's dominating both sides of the ball. Even the Bucs, like offensively, have not put it all together whatsoever yet. I don't even think they played that great offensively against the Packers this past weekend. So I do think that, you know, as much as the Packers are a flawed team and have some serious issues on both sides of the ball, it's kind of about matchups and who you end up playing once it comes, you know, playoff time, once it comes, you know, later in the season, and who's staying healthy. So I do think that I wouldn't put them as just being destined to go where they went last year. I still think they have as good a shot as anyone in the NFC to make the Super Bowl.
When you look at the AFC, who do you think's the team to beat right now? Because I'm pretty high on Tennessee. I don't want to be, but every week they kind of just prove me wrong. I just think they're really well coached. But, I mean, when you look at what Kansas City does last night, being able to run the football like that, and they're going to get Le'Veon Bell, would you consider them still to be the favorite in the AFC, Mike?
Yeah, I think the Chiefs are still a favorite because they can score on anybody. Like, right. No one has really completely shut them down, did what someone did to the Packers especially. Like, that just has not ever happened to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid when they've been together. So you know you're getting 20-plus, you know, 24-plus points every time you play them, so you're going to have to score. So I do think that they're still the favorites. But I think the AFC is sneakily maybe regain the balance of power in the NFL here in terms of talent. I think you got the Bills, who, I mean, they gave him a game. Josh Allen played probably his worst game of the season, and they were still in that one to the end. And also the Steelers, look, they haven't even, Big Ben hasn't even played that great for them, you know, early on this season, and they've been, you know, trouncing teams. So I do think the Steelers are, with what they have defensively, and they have probably the best, quite easily the best defensive line in football, that's going to get you in the door any game you're in. So I do think that those three, I would say, and the Titans, I'm not a believer quite yet. Like you said, I don't want to believe. It just seems like a kind of meh, like, roster. There's no real elite sort of game changers on that team, but they're just kind of complete across the board. They go about their business. They're really well coached. So I do think the AFC has a lot of contenders at this point. I haven't mentioned the Ravens, but I think they have a lot of contenders at this point.
With the rest of the NFC North, the Bears currently atop 5-1, and there was a lot of talk about, like, last year, how good are the 13-3 Packers? And now we're hearing a lot of, this is the worst 5-1 Bears team of all time. What's your read on Chicago? Are they a good football team, or are they just, you know, they've won 5 games out of the 6, and sometimes bad teams win close games?
I don't think they're a bad team. Like, I think this is still a team that's going to make the playoffs, but they're top 3 defense in the NFL and maybe a bottom 5-10 offense in the NFL. And the thing is, there's no real – I'm not sure there's any real hope for them offensively. Like, are you going to turn Nick Foles into that guy he was for 2 games in the playoffs with the Eagles for the course of the rest of the season? I don't think so. He's looked awful, you know, when he has been the starter for them. And obviously Turbo is Turbo and is never coming back. He's not going to be the answer for them. So I do think the Bears are a little phony at 5-1, but you can't argue. I said the Steelers are the best defensive line. They're probably the second best defensive line in football, the Chicago Bears. And then they have their secondary is fairly complete with Jalen Johnson playing really well as a rookie. So I do think they're a good football team, but if you're talking about Super Bowl contenders in the NFC, I don't think I could take them seriously with how much firepower you have on the offenses and how little you have in Chicago.
2 more NFC teams I want to ask you about. Another rival, the Vikings. They are bad, and I don't know if that's because of Kirk Cousins specifically or if Mike Zimmer is at the end of, you know, his line in Minnesota. What's the hope for their future? It just doesn't seem like they're going to do it with Kirk.
Yeah, and it's kind of Kirk Cousins behind a very bad interior offensive line just leads to Kirk Cousins trying to protect his stats all game long, you know, and checking it down and never really opening it up until the game's out of hand is what we've seen from him. And so, yeah, I don't think it's going to happen for them. And especially, again, they just have too many young, they just lost too much talent defensively. Like they got from, you know, one of the best defenses in the league a couple of years ago, but they lost all those guys in the secondary that were the difference makers. And now they're starting so many rookies and so many young guys on their rookie contract in their secondary that just haven't put it together. So I don't think there's any sort of salvaging this team. They're probably destined for a top 10 pick at this point.
Give me an NFC East winner, because the Cowboys Monday night looked terrible, yet they're in first place at 2-4.
Man, I think still the Cowboys, because it's definitely not Washington or New York at this point. They are. Those are two teams destined for top 5 picks. And Philly, I mean, Carson Wentz just hasn't been good. Like, he's been about as good as Dalton has been, you know, this year. He just, I don't know what it is. Accuracy, maybe the injury is finally catching up to him. He's really just not, the ball's not going where it's meant to go. And then when it does, his receivers are dropping it. So, yeah, I'm still going to lean Dallas just because they have so much talent at receiver, and Dalton's played well in the past, and maybe one game's a little bit of an anomaly and he'll turn around. But, I mean, this could be a 6-10 division winner for the first time. Is that first time ever? It's really bad there in the NFC East, I'll just say.
Mike, appreciate your insight. It's always good to talk with you. Mike Renner, Pro Football Focus. We'll be in touch, and thanks as always.
For sure. Thanks for having me on. Have a good one.
Mike Renner, Pro Football Focus. Check him out there, Pro Football Focus, PFF.com. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at GreatMidwestBank.com. Just going to throw this out there. Somebody posed this question to me yesterday. If the Vikings fire Mike Zimmer.
No. I already know where you're going with this.
I was going to say, should he run for president? But what did you think I was going to say? Oh, should he be the defensive coordinator for the Packers?
Defensive coordinator. No, no. Him and LaFleur can't stand each other.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't even shake LaFleur's hand after LaFleur beat him for the second time last year. Remember? I don't think that would work out very well. I already think LaFleur has a tough enough time having to deal with Pettin. Imagine if you bring in Zimmer. He'll go nuts.
Yeah, that's maybe. All right. So we're just floating it out there.
But yeah, would he be an upgrade? Yeah. Yes. Problem is he takes his ball and he goes home too often, Zimmer does.
Yeah.
How about the playoff loss? You know, instead of encouraging his team towards the end of the game, he's sitting on the bench with Kirk Cousins, just watching his team lose. But would he be an upgrade over Pettin on the defensive side of the ball as coordinator? Probably. I think this apple that I haven't been into yet would be an upgrade over Mike Pettin. He's been terrible. He's been bad. The three-man rush. The soft zone coverage. Not getting after Tom Brady at 55 years old. I mean, the list of complaints. The run defense. I think anybody would be an upgrade, but I also don't think that they're going to make a move in season. I promise you that.
Oh, God, no.
Not right now at 4-1. I think that'd be a disaster. But I say anything less than a Super Bowl appearance, and Mike Pettin's probably gone because LaFleur's got his group of guys, which also, like, when does he start losing some of these guys if the Packers continue to have success and look this good on the offensive side of the ball? Do you think a guy like, well, I don't think so, though. Like, I don't think Stenovich is going to get, like, a head coaching job or anything, and he's probably going to stick with LaFleur as the offensive line coach. But they got some really good coaches on this staff, and I think LaFleur loves all of them except Mike Pettin, who I don't, like, have you ever even seen the two of them really interact?
No.
Outside of, like, the last 8 games last season.
I think LaFleur's wanted to fire Pettin the last 2 years.
Yeah, he wouldn't even give him an endorsement.
They made him stay year one, and then last year I thought he was going to get fired.
Who do you think's a Pettin guy? Goot? Murphy? Because it's not LaFleur.
Maybe they're just afraid of him.
Like of the Mike Pettin.
The Packers, yeah.
They're not afraid of Mike Pettin.
They were afraid to tell Ted Thompson it was time to go, and then they were afraid to cut Dom Capers because he's too old, and now they think Mike Pettin might be too mean.
Well, do you
maybe Mike Pettin? Maybe Mike Pettin has gone up to Mark Murphy, grabbed him by the shirt collar, and said, "If you fire me, I will beat you up right here in this parking lot and throw you down Aaron's Hill."
Do you think that the Packers have the talent to be a top defense?
They got a top guy on every level of the defense: Za'Darius, Kenny Clark, Jair. That's a pretty good starting point.
But the linebackers, which I know that they don't value in Green Bay, but
well, I was told that Oren Burks grades better than Patrick Queen, so
he doesn't. Oren Burks, you were told that about, or Chris Barnes?
Oh yeah, Chris Barnes. Yeah, my bad, Chris Barnes.
Okay, Barnes. Okay,
Chris Barnes. Did you know this? I don't know if you saw this. I got an email on it. The Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton has already started construction on a Chris Barnes wing.
Hey, at least he had double-digit tackles and not double-digit missed tackles in the last game. That's a good start. Yeah, I don't know that they – so I think all of it falls on Pettin. I mean, I do think that there are still a few holes away from being – I don't want to say – like, I don't know how good of a defense – the first 4 weeks of the season, I was like, oh, man, this team is good enough to win in shootouts. Now, I don't want to overreact to just one game against Tampa Bay where you turn the ball over twice and you put yourself in a bad position for the remainder of the game. But now I'm like, man, are they good enough to win in shootouts if teams are going to key in on Davante Adams? I don't really know. But I think that, yeah, Pettin's the problem.
414-799-1250. More from you guys coming up, 799-1250. You could tweet us, 1250 AM, The Fan, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. 262-703-3500. That's the number to get into Windows Select. This is the week to do it. I've been talking about these guys for a while for good reason. A lot of great products. The Windows, very high quality. They take a tremendous amount of pride on these windows, and they should. They're high quality, very energy efficient, so that's going to lower the cost of the heating bills throughout the – I saw snow yesterday. I know it snowed in some parts of the state. I saw a few flurries in my driveway yesterday, and I just was reminded that it's getting cold, so you want to make sure the heat stays in your house. These windows, because of how energy efficient they are, they keep that warm air in the home, and that's going to lower the cost of your heating bill because you're not heating the neighborhood. Close the door. We're not heating the whole neighborhood, Bart. That's an imitation of, I guess, my dad, who doesn't sound like that at all. WindowSelect.com, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500. The deals they have this week, buy one, get one. That's been going on. It continues on the windows. No payments for a year once you get it installed. And then the installation charges waive this week. This week, no installation fee, none whatsoever. So do get it on the books. You've been thinking about it. Now's the time. WindowSelect.com, 262-703-3500. We've talked a lot about where this Packer team thinks they are. You know, this first loss is always the introspective one. Where are you guys at? 799-1250.
We just got to make sure that we understand what has gotten us to this point thus far. And it starts with our practice on Wednesday. We have to be locked in. We got to make sure that as coaches, we're asking our players to do things that they're capable of doing. And, you know, you got to take it one day at a time.
Grown NFL men had a bad practice, so they had a bad game. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I heard from Rodgers. That's what I heard from Matt LaFleur. Good morning, everybody. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. But most importantly, and I don't say this facetiously, you. Show wouldn't work without you. Mark in New Berlin, 799-1250. Hey, Mark.
You guys are overanalyzing this whole situation. If we had this, if we had that, if we had Ray Nitschke, if we practiced better.
Oh, my God, if we had Ray Nitschke, Mark?
If I had a fifth, we'd all be drunk right now. No, Rodgers is a choker. We're not going to play teams with practice squad players on safeties and corners every week with all their stars injured. Ohio State could have beat those four teams. Badgers could have beat those four teams. Rodgers is a choker. We have the future sitting right on the bench a foot away from him. Put in Mr. Love. First-round draft pick. Every other sport, the first-round pick plays right away. Why can't the first-round pick play right away for us? He's the future.
Mark, you sit home, you watch these games, and you're thinking, I want Jordan Love to play right now?
Right now, get him in. What about if they would have sat Patrick Mahomes for 10 years?
Jordan Love is not Patrick Mahomes.
How do you know? Why do we draft him first?
I don't like the pick. I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, why do we, you know, get him in there? You know, Rodgers isn't going to win a Super Bowl. He chokes against every defense. I'm not a stat guy, and I'm not from Pro Football Weekly, but look at every time he played a good defense. He chokes. He's a choker. We got one Super Bowl. I don't even know what year it was. I can't even – my memory's going. I can't remember that. We paid him, $200 million for one Super Bowl? At least Brady for $200 million. We got six.
Hey, you know what? I'm in. Let's do it. Let's start the Jordan Love era. You know what? How about Boyle?
Put him in. What are we going to wait for? He's going to play next year.
You know what? And let's get rid of Jair. I think, you know, Josh Jackson had a rough Sunday. Let's give him a shot, too.
Yeah. He's young.
And Oren Burks, I think – I see Oren Burks. I see the next Ray Lewis. I'm serious.
We have no Super Bowls, gentlemen. We have to do something. You take no risk, you get no biscuit.
Yeah.
We got to do it.
And I think the answer, if I'm hearing you correctly, is start a guy who sucked in FBS.
Here's what I would do. I would take every draft pick, trade them all. Because who even needs – rookies don't do anything. Get guys off the street.
Now you're being a little facetious here. You have the players. We have the players. We have a number one round pick. You know, that's like saying, oh, Zion Williamson, he shouldn't play.
Just because you're drafted in the first round, though, doesn't mean you should have been drafted in the first round.
No, but let's see if he should have been. Somebody's seen something we didn't see.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, with Giannis, how many people said the Bucks were nuts? How many people said the Bucks were nuts when they did that?
Yeah, but, you know.
You can't even pronounce the guy's name. He's from Greece. I never seen him play. He plays in the Greece League. That's an easy league. Now look. Now look at him.
Every first-round pick is going to be good.
Next year.
Where's Anthony Bennett?
Year. Put him in.
For the Cavs. All right, we'll put Mark in wanting Jordan Love to start immediately, column.
All right.
Mark, thank you for the call.
I'm in. I changed my mind on Rodgers. I'm in. I'm with you guys. Free love. Ooh, that's what they did in the 70s. Free love.
Jason's in South Milwaukee.
No, they did that in the 60s.
My bad. Good call.
The free love was in the 60s, buddy.
Good call.
They were doing it in 2002, 2006 in my lacrosse dorm, if you know what I'm saying.
You know, with the Packers, this is just the same thing that's going to always occur with the Packers. I mean, until whether it's defensive pieces needed or a new coordinator needed, this is always going to happen with the Green Bay Packers. I mean, they're just going to have a solid regular season, They're going to win one or two games in the playoffs, depending on seeding, and then they're going to wind up getting thrashed. And that just happens with them every single year. And Rodgers isn't a choker. He's not trash. The guy's a future Hall of Fame quarterback. He really is. I mean, so you can't call him that. I just, you know, the pick six, I was like, all right, that sucked. Let's get it back, you know. But then, you know, it happens again, and it's like, all right, he's kind of zeroing in on Davante Adams a little bit here. But our defense did nothing to stop them at all. I mean, they made Ronald Jones look like a stud. Well, he's a stud running back, I think. But Tom Brady, he barely won that game with them, you know. With
Tom, that was the easiest work of – that was the easiest 38-10, 28-point victory Tom Brady
he's had a lot of easy ones, man.
I don't know. He didn't have to do anything.
Tom Brady did nothing to win that game except throw a couple of passes Gronk's way. You know, that was all Tom Brady had to do. He just had to sit on the bench.
And he beat Josh Jackson for a touchdown, don't forget.
But, you know, I think this is what's going to happen, guys. It will. They're going to bounce back next week and the week after that and the week after that. We'll probably split a game with the Bears. They're going to finish 12-4, 13-3, somewhere in there. And then they're going to lose nasty style in the playoffs because their defense can't seem to get it together, whether it's coordinator or defensive pieces. It's the Packer way. This is just the way it is. And in the meantime, Patrick Queen sitting over there on Baltimore, TJ Watt is over there on in the Steelers, and this is just the way it is. But to put in Jordan Love, no, maybe at garbage time, but right now over Rodgers, are you high, Mark from New Berlin? And on a side note, too, Rick from Oshkosh, buddy, you're my league name, pal. All right, we're 4-2.
Whoa, he's on the line now. Hold on. Hey, hold on. Let's introduce him. Hold on.
Rick and Oshkosh is on the line.
Hey. Rick, don't swear.
Hey, no, I'm not gonna swear.
Rick, Jason plays fantasy, and you're his team name. Jason, anything you want to ask Rick? Hey, Rick, I'm doing a bit.
Let me talk.
Hold on. Jason has the floor to ask you a question or whatever he wants to say.
Rick, what do you think about me having you as my team fantasy football name?
Do you appreciate, Rick, that he named his team after you?
Okay, that's fine. But
that's
Let's go bowling tonight.
I had three comments.
First, all right, Jason, offense, I've lost track.
You can't blame the defense if they didn't give up 14 points. Secondly,
Rick, is that the way you're going to treat your fans?
Wait, hold on,
man?
Rick.
No.
Rick, who are you blaming? Wait, Rick, who are we blaming? The offense?
The offensive line sucks.
Yeah.
Same as every single assignment they were supposed to have.
Yes.
They ran blitz. They ran right straight through them. They went right up the gut. Okay, they didn't try to do normal. I said this yesterday. And my buddy over on two classes said that was a good point because they didn't. Because the second half, why didn't they go to no huddle?
Hold on.
Why didn't they go to no huddle? Why didn't they hard count? Why didn't they roll out Aaron Rodgers and dump it and bunt it to Davante Adams for 10, 15 yards of a crack?
I agree. It was a very lethargic performance from the Packers. They really just kind of...
Did it come up? I want every single Packer player to turn in a paycheck.
Rick, this is the best call I've taken in the last 2 days. I agree. Everything you just said, I agree with. Why didn't you want to go bowling with Jason, though?
No, but say, what? I'm not good at fantasy football.
But that guy named his team after you because he is such a fan of you, Rick. You have fans.
You have more fans than me and Bart.
I'm 62 old. My name's Richard Willop. I am now running for president of the United States.
You're running for president? What party?
None.
You got my vote.
An independent? You do kind of sound like Ross Perot.
1954 baby boomers.
Oh. Okay. Wait, you were born in 54, Rick? You don't sign a day over. You don't sound a day over 32 years old, bud.
Okay, why did
Rick? You sound like you're born in 1854.
Okay. So, Bart.
Why didn't they throw in a couple screens, a couple draws?
Yeah.
You got a hole in them back. They had their heads up against the ears, and they were just coming at them like crazy.
Yeah.
Run blitz. I don't want to know what the difference between a run blitz and a pass blitz.
What a mess, Rick. What a disaster.
That was a complete disaster. Game plan, should have been abolished.
Rick, do you agree with me and Mark that that they should turn to Jordan Love and maybe just get rid of Rodgers? You could probably get, I don't know, maybe like a seventh-round pick for him at this point.
You probably get Baker Mayfield in a first.
Ooh. What about Darnold?
You roll out Aaron Rodgers, the addicted and dointed, 3 seconds, hold the ball. But he was holding the ball way too long.
Hey, I got an idea real quick. So the Cowboys, they need a quarterback. Andy Dalton sucked yesterday. How about this?
They need a new owner.
Kurt Warner.
New owner.
Yeah. Rick, what do you think about this trade proposal?
Rodgers back to the Cowboys with McCarthy?
How about this? Aaron Rodgers to the Cowboys. All we need in return is Michael Gallup. Who says no? Hand the keys to Love.
Who do you want?
Baker Mayfield.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you're serious. Okay.
Yeah. He's ready.
Hell yeah, he is. He looked great last week. Yeah.
They lost.
Yeah, but that wasn't on him. The two picks, no big deal.
All right, Rick.
So I'm trying to find out why did James go to no huddle?
I don't know. We're going to get to the bottom of it, okay?
Why don't you ask him? Why don't you ask Matt Rick a question?
I'm going to ask him today. I'm on the Zoom call
today. We should get Rick the Zoom credentials, and you could just go in there and ask LaFleur yourself.
Yeah,
you want
of everybody that wants to be LaFleur's friend, let's get a real question
real
in there.
Journalist, Big J in there,
Yeah, do we get, hey, Matt LaFleur, what kind of, Roger said he had a scotch. What kind of seltzer do you like?
Yeah, how many fingers you use on your scotch? Yeah, we'd get Rick in there asking the good ones. Why don't you go to No Huddle, you schmuck?
799-1250 on the Fan.
Sports Flash right now.
Yeah, well, they did a nice job. They've got some really good players. I think their scheme's really, really good. And like you said, we just didn't execute. We didn't block. And especially when you're trying to throw the football like we were and needed to get back into that game, it just, if you can't block them, it really doesn't matter what you call. So, we've got to learn from it and we got to get better.
And Ndamukong Suh pushed Aaron Rodgers to the ground. That was depressing. It made me feel bad. It made me feel like Rodgers is old. He got bullied.
He did. He got bullied. And not being a smartass, Rodgers does need to win a big game. He does. He needs to beat San Francisco on that Thursday night. He needs. He beat Seattle at home at Lambeau Field. I'm not making excuses for him. He does need to win the big game.
There's so many games that he's had where
he's failed.
I'm going to defend him a bit. He didn't get the ball in overtime in some of these playoff games.
The NFC title game because he shouldn't have been out on the field. He played on one leg. That game. The Seattle game.
Yeah.
That's the one I give him an excuse for because he was beat up. He couldn't
against Atlanta, that NFC championship game, that team was terrible.
Yeah, the team was awful.
So Rodgers shouldn't be penalized for whatever happened in that game because he should be rewarded for even getting that bad of a team to that game. It's what I argue with LeBron. Right. Don't penalize LeBron for losing a finals with a terrible Cavs team that he willed to the finals in the first place.
Yeah, Aaron Rutkowski doesn't fumble in that game. A lot went wrong. You had Ladarius Gunter.
I did forget about that.
Yeah, that cost them the game. And then you got Ladarius Gunter trying to stop Julio Jones. So
where's Ripper these days?
It's hard to rip Aaron Rodgers for that NFC title game. It's hard to rip him for the one against Seattle. I rip the play calling.
Nowhere.
That game was just no, he's not anywhere because there's like three teams in the league that have fullbacks, and the Packers are one of them. And
the Packers are two of them.
Eight of them have, Kyle Juszczyk, and then all 14 fullbacks that are on the Packers still. But he needs to win a big game, and he needs to play good in these big games. And he's only got a couple years left, so if he doesn't, then I guess you could call his career a failure. You could call him Dan Marino, whatever you want. But I'm not pushing him to the side, kicking him to the curb just yet. We're 4-1, and we were just talking about all the records that this offense was going to break. We didn't need weapons. Remember, we didn't need Chase Claypool. Now, all of a sudden, the offense sucks, and Rodgers is bad again. It's just flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop. You know who? You think they'd want Aaron Rodgers in Minnesota? You think they'd take Aaron Rodgers in Chicago? You think they would take Aaron Rodgers in Washington? It's like, you don't know what you got till it's gone. Trust me. We got lucky going from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. You think that's going to happen? And I'm rooting for Jordan Love. But if it doesn't, you guys are going to regret trying to push Aaron Rodgers out 3 years too early. I promise you that. And he'll go somewhere else and win. I promise you that as well. Just like Tom Brady is right now.
Ryan tweets in, hey, did you guys happen to catch Get Up on ESPN yesterday?
No.
How? No. No. We didn't catch the show that's on when we're on. But go ahead. Rex Ryan questioned Mike Pettine, saying that he's not even playing his defense that Ryan came up with the Ravens and Jets. Rex Ryan also called the Packers' defense as soft as his wife's beautiful toes. Oh, I don't know if that part was actually said on the program, but he did call the Packers' defense soft, and I would agree at this point with Rex Ryan. Joe's in West Bend at 799-1250. Joe.
Hey, guys. A lot of overreaction right now, it seems like.
Hey, first loss. It's tough, man.
Yeah, we're benching Rodgers.
I get it. But they are 4-1. I mean, just last week, people were talking about how they're the best team in the NFL, best offense, yada, yada, yada. I understand they were a mess this past game, but that happens. And you know what? They were up 10-0 when that pick happened. They were going to drive down again and score again, guys. If they don't throw those picks, they probably win that game. Easy.
Well, the big play to me was when Rodgers missed Mercedes Lewis over the middle.
That was a huge play, too. So I think, guys, it's an overreaction. I want to see how they do this next week. If they get blasted again, then we can start jumping off the cliff. But for right now, every team has a bad game.
Every team. Yes, yes. I mean, the Chiefs are the world champs. You saw what they did last night. They just lost to the Raiders and gave up 40 points to Derek Carr. That's what I'm saying. I was overreacting yesterday, but I actually go through 6 days of grief after a Packers loss. And I know we'll get into that a little bit tomorrow, but it takes me about 7 days to bounce back. Yesterday is the overreaction period for me. A lot of anger.
Thanks, Joe.
Today is reflection. I watched the film last night. Usually today I reflect. Unfortunately, day two has been more anger rather than reflection because I watched the stupid tape. Today, I delete it off the DVR. I go home. I'll watch a little World Series tonight. Watch Clayton Kershaw hopefully get lit up. Watch my Rays cover and win, plus 150 for me. And we'll move on to bigger and better things tomorrow. We'll start talking some Badgers football. We got a revenge game on Friday night against the Illini.
Yes, we do. Bart Winkler, Ryan
Kirk
Horvath.
Kittner.
Coming up, we are going to really
give it to me.
Take a look and break down some of these other teams in the NFC.
Nice.
I don't know if I'm going to call it an NFC North look around, but
not power rankings?
That's tomorrow.
Oh yeah, Power Rankings Wednesday, sponsored by
your business here.
You give us a call. We should do? Here's a little on-air producing.
Yeah.
We should have somebody jump in with us, just one random caller, beginning tomorrow, at what time you want to do power rankings, and we'll just have somebody come on, whether it's Rick and Oshkosh, whether it's Ram on the north side, KJ West Dallas, any of you, one new caller per Wednesday will jump on and do their power rankings with us, and we'll let them sponsor a product for free, whether it be their business, whether it be, you know, the Air Pennies, the Greek Freaks, anything. Not that, because that's probably illegal and we'd get in a bunch of trouble. So actually, scrap that idea, but we should. We should let somebody do the power
I really like that idea.
Thank you.
I usually have a hard time, like, depending on a caller, because if nobody calls, then we look really dumb.
Well,
but we can give it a try tomorrow.
We can just let Rick do it. I mean, he would jump on. I'll even pay him out of the pocket.
We could do that tomorrow.
Okay.
Me and Horvath will do our power rankings.
And you could join us.
Probably around 7. And then a random person can call.
Worst comes to worst,
call
we have Heffelfinger.
Caller number 97.
In. Yeah, 97. And then we have Heffelfinger just come in if worst comes to worst. He uses a fake voice or something like that. Funny that you say caller number 7. A funny thing I used to do when I used to have to
do that. I
actually
said 97.
Back in the day, I'd say, caller number 37 gets the tickets. And then first caller, boom, we just get it.
It's always caller number 1.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Little radio inside. Info. All right. Well, let's.
And it's usually their friend who's already on the line.
Yeah.
That.
And I'm like, can I go to Pearl Jam with you? Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll work that out then. Caller number 38.
A lot of the radio contests you've heard.
When you hear
in your
even
life
flow, give us a call.
Probably rigged.
Yeah.
They're probably rigged.
Except for here at this station.
We never did it.
Never. Not once.
But
not once. All right.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Who scored it up for you in your fantasy league this week? Who just killed your team this week and sent you to the loss column? It's Who's Hot and Who's Not on the Bart Winkler Show, presented to you by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free, plus no payments for a year. Call Windows Select today, 262-703-3500.
So I needed Christian Kirk to have a bad night last night.
Here's first and 10. Kyler Murray, a deep shot, got a man, and it's caught. Christian Kirk. How about 80 yards to the house just like that? Speaking of bullet, Bob Hayes, touchdown, Cardinals.
So he's in the hot column. Two catches, but two touchdowns. 86 yards for Christian Kirk for your fantasy lineups. Kyler Murray had a nice night. He threw those two touchdowns. And Kenyon Drake, who I'm in this $300 league with my brother.
Yeah.
We've been starting Kenyon Drake each and every week. We need him. And then last week, we've already sealed up the victory. So then he goes for a $164 and two scores. He was hot last night as well. Amari Cooper scores for Dallas. That may have helped you. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 161 yards. No scores. He looked like he scored, but they always rip those off the board for CEH.
Always.
But he did have 161 yards. And Patrick Mahomes with two touchdowns, both to Travis Kelce. Not hot. Any time you play Devin Singletary, you are going to lose. I think he's averaging about 30 yards a game right now for Buffalo. Andy Dalton, if you had to start him, I'm sorry. And then Zeke had two fumbles on back-to-back drives.
He sucked last night.
It was not good at all. Mike McCarthy, we're going to hear from a little bit later.
Nice.
He says, quite frankly, I just don't have the time to give you a synopsis right now. Mike McCarthy beside himself. Could he get fired? Will it be the end? I don't know. Dallas is in first place at 2-4. In the NFC East, some more on that coming up in a little bit. Aloha, KJ, 799-1250.
Hey, aloha, my brothers. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, great show as always, by the way. Listen, I got a little distracted between Mark from Mars and Rick from Oshkosh. Somewhere in there, I lost what the topic was. Could you reset what the question was, because I forgot.
We don't have a topic. We just talk.
We were talking about the Packers maybe bouncing back, beating the Texans. It became from the callers, should they just trade Rodgers or bench Rodgers for Jordan Love despite being 4-1?
Yeah, that's what Mark said.
Despite Rodgers throwing for 11 touchdowns to just two interceptions. And
being an MVP candidate for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not even going to respond to that. No.
If you want a topic here, I'll give you one. What is your concern level going into the Texans game? What are your top three concerns?
That's a good one, man.
How concerned are you about the loss? What concerns you about the defense? Concern. 414-7 concern, 9-5 concern.
Well, I'm concerned, Bart, because that's a very great question.
Thank you.
I'm concerned that the most important player on the Packers besides Aaron Rodgers may not play, and that's David Bakhtiari. And if he does not play, if he's out for an extended amount of time, you know, look, Ndamukong Suh did Aaron Rodgers a favor. He could have completely crushed him. Instead of pushing him when he did, can you imagine if he would have put all his weight on Aaron Rodgers? We may be talking about Aaron Rodgers being on the IR right now. So, you can say what you want about Ndamukong Suh. He is a dirty player from back in the day. But he definitely did, he did not, go after him like he could have. So you got to have a David Bakhtiari in there. So my concern is with the Texans, are they going to have him back? Because if they don't, they're going to have the same type of problems that they had against this last team, Tampa Bay.
Hey, I got some other topics. I got some other topics. Would you be the caller for those?
Certainly.
All right. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, where are you watching the World Series tonight? Are you watching the World Series? 799-1250. Aloha, KJ.
Hey,
aloha, my brother. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, no, I'm not going to be watching the okay. World Series. I have no interest whatsoever in watching.
Oh, I got another one.
Okay.
799-1250. Do you think the Packers would have won that game with Brett Favre? Feel free to call in. KJ, aloha.
That's right.
On Sunday.
No, I'm sorry, on Sunday? No, I don't think they would have won that game with any quarterback. Not the way they played on defense and not the way that they protected for Aaron Rodgers. They weren't winning that game.
414-799-1250. It's a top five Tuesday. Who are the top five? What are your top five favorite articles of clothing that Jordan Love has worn on the sidelines through five games as an inactive player? KJ's in West Dallas.
Hey, aloha, brother. Thanks for taking my call. That's a great question because I have no clue.
For 5 minutes while I order my wife some clothes?
Yeah, sure. Like, why don't you?
I want to do one.
Okay, go ahead.
Could you sit back? Can I be the caller real quick?
You want to be the caller?
Yeah, I want to be the caller. You be the host. No, actually, you be the caller. Ask me a question. I want to be the host. Okay? Like, ask me a question about the Packers. All right?
Okay, all right.
What do the Packers need to do to bounce back against the Texans? 414-799-1250. Let's go out to Bart. He's in Fondy. Bart, you're on with Horvat.
Hey, do you think, thanks for being on, do you think that they should be dropping Preston Smith back in coverage as much? I don't know. I think he's better as a pass rusher.
Good point, Bart. Love the call, bud. Hey, guys, DEA Take Back Day. Take back your unused or expired prescription medications at the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. Saturday, October 24th, to find a collection site near you, please visit DEATakeBack.com. Bart, thanks for the call. Maybe I'll sure. Packers, they did something yesterday. What did they do? I'll tell you about it next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.